This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in, locked in, listening all over North America. I hope you have had a good Thursday. Damn it, if you're a Dallas Cowboys fan, I know you are having a miserable Thursday. I'm sure you know by now, Michael Parsons, no longer a member of the Dallas Cowboys. Michael Parsons traded to the Green Bay Packers. No, it's not April Fool's Day. It's Thursday, August 28, 2025, and Jerry Jones, he's the biggest clown. We're going to talk more about Jerry in a second. We got a lot to get into. This is when the show gets started, every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to our producer holding it down for us today in New York City, Evan Harkin. We got college football to get into. We got U.S. Open tennis to get into. We got Dion getting ready to play Georgia Tech, or at least coach. His day's playing a done, okay? We got Charlie Eccleshare to come through to talk about the U.S. Open. Hey, we got a Houston Rocket that's going to be here. No, it's not Durant. My main man, Josh Okogie, will be here later on in the show. Basketball, football, college football, dumbass Cowboys, we got you covered. You can always listen to every minute and second of the show on the free Odyssey app, on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, it's channel 375. And if you got a smart speaker, ask the smart speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. Me, you can find me online everywhere. I am at JR Sport Brief. That is at JR Sport Brief everywhere on social media. What a day. What a day. What a day. For weeks and months, we've talked about this situation between Micah and the Dallas Cowboys, that we've seen this situation before, that there's nothing new, this is just par for the course, this is how the Dallas Cowboys do business. Jerry Jones makes everybody sweat. Dak Prescott need a new deal, need a new contract. I remember back in, 2020, Dak had to wait so much so that when he finally got his deal and his contract, damn it, we had Joe Theismann. Shout outs to Joe Theismann. We had Joe Theismann right here on the JR Sport Brief Show, and he's just like, Dak is crazy. What is he doing? Just take the money the Cowboys are offering. Well, maybe the Cowboys are stupid. They ultimately gave Dak Prescott $40 million. Now, a couple years after that, here in 2025, Dak is making $60 million per year because Dallas Cowboys gotta make a story because Jerry Jones always wants to be at the top of the headlines because if you're in the newspapers, if you're in the headlines, it boosts the valuation of the team. So we saw Dak's contract go down to the wire. We saw CeeDee Lamb's contract go down to the wire. I mean, damn it, Mike McCarthy, the now former head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. Jerry Jones made him play out the final year of his deal. He made him sweat. If I make the fat guy sweat, then I could get the most out of him. Well, they stunk. Everybody got hurt. Okay? I mean, damn it, if we go back even further, more than 30 years ago, just about, we had Emmitt Smith, Hall of Fame running back, one of the greatest running backs ever. By the way, someone who's been critical of Jerry Jones. We had Emmitt Smith have to sit out a game before Jerry Jones said, all right, let me get this guy a contract. Come on, Jerry Jones had a great coach in Jimmy Johnson, and what did he do? His ego got in the way. This is my buddy from college. I'm bringing him in. We're winning championships. They won three of them, and Jerry Jones got in the way. Dallas Cowboys haven't seen a championship since 95-96. It is 2025. So the Dallas Cowboys end up with one of the greatest pass rushers to start a career in NFL history in Micah Parsons. Four-time All-Pro. He's 26 years old. 26, Micah Parsons is. Pro Bowler. 12 and a half sacks, 12-plus sacks every single season. It's like he started his career shot out of a cannon. Micah Parsons made it clear. I tried to sign and get a new contract with the Cowboys last year. We couldn't get the job done. Well, you know what happens when you wait year after year? You want to know what happens when the NFL that prints money? What happens when you wait? The salary cap goes up. The price goes up. Micah Parsons, the price went up. They could have had this guy, Micah Parsons, signed for a contract last year. And of course, I don't know the details. You probably don't either. But they could have had this dude sign for about $30 million a year. The Dallas Cowboys want to make you wait. They want the publicity. They want the headlines. They like to kind of walk the line. Well, today, the Dallas Cowboys, not even today, the past several months, the Dallas Cowboys have walked the line, and today they got burned. This is like those specials that you see on TV every few years with the daredevil, the stunt devil, the dumbass who wants to walk the tightrope in the line between the two buildings. The guy who wants to scale the building with no harness and no rope because they think it's cool. It's going to get them a lot of attention. It's going to get them a lot of eyeballs. But everybody knows it's risky. You could have all the fire department there at the bottom with the nets to catch you. You can have all of that. But when it comes to negotiating in football, ain't no net to catch you. It either works or it doesn't. You either win or you lose. The Dallas Cowboys, and I think we are now kind of far away from the delusional Dallas Cowboy fans who thinks every year is our year. This is going to be our year. I think all Cowboy fans know that's done. That's been done. You got a clown. You got a fool. You got a headline hunter. You got a jackass as the owner of the Dallas Cowboys. You got a dude in Jerry Jones who will not get out of his own way. He didn't want to get this guy a deal last year. He wanted to stretch it to the wire this year. I thought we were going to get to the first game of the regular season. I thought we were going to get to Dallas Cowboys and Philadelphia Eagles. I thought we were going to get to hours before then and that we would have a contract announced and signed for Micah Parsons, that this would just be business as usual. Now, we don't know all the particulars as to what took place yet. We know that Jerry Jones was more than disrespectful to his agent, David Mulligetta. I don't know who his agent is. We had a deal. Me and Micah had a deal. Me and Micah need to be comfortable at the deal. I don't need to negotiate with the agent. Man, at the Players Association, the union says he's allowed to have an agent. Shut your old ass up. The man is 83 years old. Is in charge of the most valuable sports franchise on earth. $15 billion. Jerry, what you going to do with that? Is Jerry Jones going to travel the world? Is he going to enjoy it? Is he going to do backflips? I don't know. Can he walk from A to B without hurting? I don't know. What you doing with $15 billion? Not running a successful football team. Outside of having a lot of money, and that he's 83, what the hell is he going to do with it? Outside of having a lot of money, he's not smart enough to get some football help. He's a little too deep in. We know he ain't selling the team. He's too old to enjoy the money and do anything. Maybe probably nothing that he hasn't already done. And he talks about trying to have success with the team. How? When you let a premier pass rusher go. They traded him. It's done. It's finished. Congratulations to the Green Bay Packers. Y'all hit the jackpot. This is like a reverse Reggie White out here, okay? Michael Parsons gets a new contract, gets traded from the Cowboys to the Packers for two first-round picks and defensive tackle Kenny Clark. The contract that Micah gets will pay him $47 million on an average basis annually a year. That makes him the highest paid man in the NFL that is not a quarterback, that's not out there throwing the football. A matter of fact, he's getting $62 million in year number one. If he was playing for the Dallas Cowboys on his expiring contract, he would have only gotten 21. I could tell you two winners here, and I could tell you about a bunch of losers. The Green Bay Packers are some winners here. Swooping in, shout out, no, there's winners. David Mulligetta is a winner. The agent that was disparaged and disrespected by Jerry Jones. David Mulligetta is a winner. The Green Bay Packers and their fans, they're winners. Michael Parsons is a winner. The Dallas Cowboys, Jerry Jones, they're the losers.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Michael Parsons told you on August 1st, I don't want to be here. Sure, yeah, fine, negotiating ploy. We hear that all the time. Player X doesn't want to be here. Miles Garrett asked for a trade. Miles Garrett got $40 million. Miles Garrett stayed. Thank you. Thank you very much. Oh, Terry McLaurin is not happy. Terry McLaurin wasn't going anywhere. Michael Parsons has more tenure, more success with his team. Looks like he's headed for the upper room in a Hall of Fame. He's the one who gets traded. A guy in his prime. Poor Dallas fans. They had to deal with this with Luka in the wintertime, what, January, February, and here we are just a couple months later in August. You got Michael Parsons out the building as well. What's going on in Dallas? Is there something in the water in the Metroplex? I don't know. Maybe that's why, well, that was last year. I'm like, maybe that's why Rashee Rice was driving like a nut in the Metroplex. It was all good just about a month ago. Jerry Jones, just in a media scrum, Jerry was asked about four different times, hey, Jerry, are you going to trade Micah? Are you going to trade him? And Jerry Jones is like, this is all negotiating. Like, I'm not trading him. This is negotiating. As it stands today, it's negotiating. Listen to Jerry Jones.
Jerry, are you considering trading Micah Parsons?
Well, let's put it like this. Surely you guys have been around this stuff and know to recognize negotiation talk, that type of thing. And so that's where I put that.
So are you considering it?
I'm not. At this, the facts are that that's like anything else. I think the world of Micah, and that's just part of negotiation.
Would you ever consider trading Micah?
Again, I don't really place that with any real seriousness. You know, Micah's got a bad back. That's like being traded.
Oh, okay. He got a bad back. The same bad back that had him laid out on the table in the Cowboys preseason game against the Falcons last Friday, huh? The same bad back that kept Michael Parsons out of fully participating in training camp, right? That bad back. The same bad back that when he had an MRI, the back came back clear, right? The same bad back that Michael Parsons went to the airport yesterday, reportedly to get his back checked out, that bad back. Yeah, I'm sure that bad back is feeling good. I'm pretty sure Michael Parsons' bad back can take his $188 million bag of money. He can throw that sack over his shoulder and he could take it straight to the bank and cash it in Green Bay. Michael Parsons traded from the Dallas Cowboys to the Green Bay Packers for two first round picks and Kenny Clark. You can't make this up. I don't know if lightning is going to strike twice in Dallas, okay? The Dallas Mavericks had one dumbass guy that got rid of Luka Doncic, and they hit the jackpot. They got the number one overall pick. They end up with Cooper Flagg. Are the Dallas Cowboys going to be that lucky with these two first-round picks? Are they going to be better in the long run? Can two first-round picks help them out, I don't know, in a year or two? Damn it, is Jerry Jones planning on living for the next 50 years? What a dumbass move. This is just being arrogant. Being too into yourself. Thinking that you know it all. I don't care what happens with the Dallas Cowboys in the future. Today, for the past several months, for the past several years, for the past couple of decades and change, the Dallas Cowboys have been playing with fire, and despite some wins and some nice seasons here or there, their owner, Jerry Jones, has been the one to continue to burn them. This is just like that relationship that someone says, oh, I love them, I love them, I love them. They keep going back, and you have some good times, but you ultimately never get along. The JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Micah Parsons traded from the Dallas Cowboys to the Green Bay Packers. We're going to talk about this, of course, throughout the course of the show. I told you we got some great guests that are going to join us. NBA player Houston Rocket Josh Okogie is going to come through. We're going to talk some tennis as well from the U.S. Open in a few minutes. Man, we got some college football going on right now between Boise State and South Florida. You know what? Let's take a break. When we come back, yeah, we're going to a football heavy show, of course. We're going to have a chat with Trey Wallace, covers all things college football from OutKick. We'll get back to the situation with Micah Parsons. You're listening. You're locked in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
I'm retired. I've been retired for a very long time. I ain't running, doing anything. Just trying to stay alive. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, Micah Parsons came through and got traded to the Green Bay Packers, and the football world has been split in half. Well, we won't see Micah Parsons next week as the Dallas Cowboys start their season against the Philadelphia Eagles. We got to wait a little while. But I'll tell you this, college football is already underway. Damn it, we got a game going on right now between Boise State and USF. We got more games tomorrow. We got more games over the weekend. We have marquee games, Texas and Ohio State. We got LSU and Clemson. Man, we got Bill Belichick making his debut on Monday. We got one hell of a holiday weekend to talk about week one or week two, whichever way you want to call it, of the college football season. Right now, we're being joined by Trey Wallace, national college football reporter and writer for OutKick and Fox. Trey, how are you?
JR, I couldn't be any better, buddy. I'm sitting in Columbus, Ohio, doing little stories, getting ready for Ohio State, Texas. I got Boise State, South Florida on my television, and Nebraska and Cincinnati kicking off in about 2 hours. It's a beautiful time of year, my man.
It's a beautiful time of year. We had the football get started last week. We got more football really getting into the swing now. Before we get into this marquee matchup, noon, depending on where you live, on the East Coast on Saturday, yeah, between Texas and where you're at in Columbus. I want to get to tomorrow, because outside of Micah Parsons, Deion has been in, yep, the news the past 24 hours. Well, he's always in the news, but he's talking about, you know, paying the players more if they get into the playoff. He's talking about the smoke that he smells in the stands in Boulder. His team is going to take on Georgia Tech tomorrow. What can we expect from Caden Salter and these Buffaloes this season?
I guess props to Deion for talking about this type of stuff. I kind of heard Brent Venables from Oklahoma talking kind of like the same thing yesterday. But, you know, I was out in Boulder actually about 3 weeks ago. Got to watch a little bit of practice, listen to Warren Sapp talk about his defensive line and whatnot. I got to talk to some folks out there. And as somebody that knows Caden Salter, that has covered Caden Salter, whether he was at Liberty, if folks remember, he was actually on campus at Tennessee for about 5 months before he had to transfer. This young man has got the talent needed for Colorado this year. And he's got an arm. He can get the ball down the field. He can also get outside the pocket. He can pick up your 20, 25 yards. I've seen him break them longer than that. And I think at the same time, you know, you add in what they have at the wide receiver position, and you've got an offensive line that also you're returning players, but at the same time, you picked up a few from the portal that had that experience. And it all centers around Jordan Seaton on that offensive line. I think that's obvious. But I look at Colorado, and there's just a lot of questions. Like, it's a what-if thing. Because if I'm being honest, JR, they got talent. They had the talent on their roster at certain positions. Now, I'm not saying they got too deep talent. But if we're just talking about lining up against each other, they have an opportunity to cause some problems in the Big 12. And it's going to be hard to resemble what last year brought, even the first year when you have Shador, when you got Travis, when you got Jimmy Horn. I could go on. At times, they had Dylan Edwards at running back, you know, who's now at Kansas State. So I look at Colorado, and I think that they're probably going to be two or three games this year that maybe you didn't expect them to win, that they're sitting right there in the fourth quarter with an opportunity. And I'll say this lastly, when you have somebody like Caden Salter, who was a veteran, who understands he played at Liberty, but go look at those teams and go look at Liberty played over the last 3 years, somebody with experience, that's going to go a long way for Deion and what they're trying to do with Shermer as the offensive coordinator. You got Byron Leftwich out there as a volunteer assistant. So I'm just saying, I know people kind of want to sleep on Colorado this year and want to put them at that 5-6 win category. I'm just saying, it wouldn't surprise me if they got to like 8 wins this year, 7-8 wins, and maybe pulled off an upset or two.
Okay. Hey, we got Trey Wallace joining us here, covers college football all over the country. Well, let's talk about where you are currently located, because I'm waiting on Saturday at the Horseshoe in Columbus. We're going to see Texas, Ohio State coming off that championship. Everybody looking forward to seeing what Arch Manning does. Where do you think the season goes for both of these teams?
I think one of the most, you know, I was walking around campus earlier today, and I'm going to do the same thing tomorrow. And I was talking to folks out there and fans that were already in town. There were a bunch of Texas fans already in town and whatnot, and just kind of gauging their opinion on where they're at, because I have mine. I think right now the defending national champions are getting overlooked at the moment because of the Arch Manning mania. And don't get me wrong, I understand it. Like, I get it. As somebody that's been doing this for a long time, like, I understand where the stories are. And right now, the story is Arch Manning, the same thing as it's been since Quinn Ewers left Austin, Texas, and is now in the NFL. It was his show. And I will say this about Arch. He has handled it extremely well. I was at SEC Media Days where somebody brought the question up to him, you know, about him being on all these preseason lists and a potential Heisman favorite, whatnot. And he said to me, I played 2 college games. I haven't done anything yet. Why am I on these lists? Like, I appreciate it, but why am I on these lists? And I couldn't agree with him more. I think this is... we're not going to find out everything about these two teams on Saturday. And I wrote some about that yesterday. It's like, okay, thanks to the new CFP metrics and strength of schedule, whoever loses this game, they're going to be just in contention for the college football playoff as they were before the game even started. But at the same time, I think this is going to be fascinating with Ohio State, because you're also breaking in a new quarterback in Julian Sayin. Okay, you've lost Junkins at running back. But at the same time, you still got Jeremiah Smith out there, and Texas has got to figure – you can throw 2 guys on him if you want to, but all you're doing is you're leaving Carnell Tate open on the other side. So to me, it's a fascinating situation, because I know Texas defense is going to be good. I look at the talent they're returning, and then I look at that offense, and I say, okay, Arch Manning, you got Wingo out there. You got an opportunity at the running back position to do something. I think when we look at this, and I think when it's all said and done, I think we're going to say, okay, these are both playoff teams, but how much stock are we putting into Arch? Because I ask you this, like, I told a colleague this the other day. I said, if Arch Manning comes in and Texas wins the game, but he throws for, let's just say, 240 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 2 interceptions, the social media reaction, the pundits' reaction, mine, yours, everybody's going to be like, okay, that's interesting. Maybe they're finding a way to win without Arch throwing for 350, 3 touchdowns, and maybe 1 interception. So I'm so curious as to how the narrative will be coming out of this game, because still we're going to learn a lot about both of these teams. And if we're being honest with each other, Arts didn't really play anybody last season in those two games. So if we're breaking it down, these are two quarterbacks that are coming into two new teams, two new situations. And by the way, we get it as the first game of the year. So it's going to be a learning curve for both squads. And I think, you know, by middle of the season, first week of November, these both of these teams will be in playoff conversation.
Well, Trey, we know that both of these teams, that's the marquee matchup to get us really lit up on Saturday. But then later in the day.
Oh, you're going there.
Not as much attention, but we got LSU and we got Clemson. Oh. Dabo, has people been lighting him up about where he's getting his players from and not going out to get them? We got people are looking at Brian Kelly and Baton Rouge going, when are you going to get it together? Does Brian Kelly need to really win out this season? Because the seat is hot. How can he cool it down? We know Dabo's not going anywhere.
Right, man. I would have killed for this Texas Ohio State game. It would have been great if they were on two different days. Like if LSU Clemson was on Sunday night, like Notre Dame Miami, because I desperately want to be in Death Valley in South Carolina watching that one, because that game at night, it's going to be spectacular. But to answer your question, you know, LSU, people seem to forget, they've lost four straight regular season openers. And if everybody remembers last year, Brian Kelly pounding his hand on the desk after that loss.
You're like,
oh, wait a minute. Can LSU finally get over the hump? Because you didn't do it when you had Jaden Daniels. And I understand it. Brian Kelly's still trying to figure things out in Baton Rouge when he first got there. Okay, I'll give you a pass. But you got a quarterback in Garrett.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Nussmeier now, in my opinion, that's a top five quarterback in the country. You should be able to go out there and you should be able to move the ball on offense. You got a running attack. At the same time, you got receivers. Like what I'm getting at, they got the talent. They got the talent on both sides of the ball. But the problem is, I trust Dabo Swinney more than I trust Brian Kelly.
Yeah.
And I look at what Clemson has. Cade Klubnik, you look at Clemson's roster from up to down, man, there are eight guys on that roster right now that'll probably go in the first three rounds of the NFL draft next season. And so I just, this is one of those games, JR. LSU desperately needs to win this one. I think Clemson, you know, they'd be okay because I think Clemson's going to win the ACC at the end of the day. But if LSU comes out and they lay an egg in this first game, and maybe that offense is not rolling like you would think it would under a quarterback like Garrett Nussmeier, and they can't get the ball down the field, there's already that narrative in Baton Rouge. It's like, okay, Brian Kelly, he's had opportunities. He can't get past certain limits. If they lose on Saturday night, and when I say lose, I'm not talking about, okay, they lost on a last-second field goal, or Clemson scores with 2 minutes left and they can't come through. But if they have some just dumb mistakes that we've seen over the last 3 to 4 years, I'm not saying the heat is going to rise on his seat because, by the way, it's quietly already kind of warm.
That's right.
But this is going to be a squad that you look at and you're like, man, is LSU ever going to get over this hump? And I think and the hard part is you don't want to throw all your chips in on the first game of the season because we've got 11 more regular season games left. But at the same time, we've seen what happens when LSU loses these opening games and you're running into this is going to be one crazy environment on Saturday night. I urge people to watch 10 minutes before the ball's kicked off because that place is going to be electric. And I'm just saying, this is one that LSU can't drop. And if they do, and it gets kind of embarrassing, like 17 points, maybe something like that. I'm not saying it's going to happen because I'm picking LSU to win, if I'm being honest with you. But if they do drop the ball, there's going to be some agitated folks down in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and I can't say I blame them.
Oh, yeah, they're going to be wielding the red batons for real out there, Trey. Listen, man, as we start to wrap things up, you talk about pressure in a different kind of way. I want to talk to you about Penn State. Drew Aller and James Franklin, you talk about mistakes. I'm never going to forget that interception from Drew just a couple of months ago. If he doesn't take a big step, I mean, is this kind of Penn State's last chance before he tries to go off to the NFL?
Penn State will never have a roster, and just in my opinion, they maybe phrase it this way. James Franklin's never had a roster at Penn State like the one he's got right now. Like, this is it. Like, if you're going to go win a national championship, if you're going to go fight, and it's hard. So when I say national championship, be in the conversation in the semifinals, have an opportunity to play for a national championship. We know things get crazy towards the end. But what this is one of those situations with Penn State this year. I'm already looking ahead in 3 weeks. Oregon's going to go ahead to Happy Valley. And that, to me, is going to be a fascinating football game. And I just look at what James Franklin has done at Penn State. I was there last year, you know, when they lost to Ohio State. And in the fashion they did it, too, like it was just ugly in the second half. There was no offense. You got the perfect opportunity right now with Drew Aller. But we also got to see that young man take the next step as a leader and be able to get this squad. I know that they played for a Big Ten title and whatnot. But you know what? That came because Ohio State laid an egg against Michigan. So really, when we're breaking it down, this has got to be the year that he's at least in the Final Four, that he's at least in the semifinals, and then he can potentially play for a national championship, because I just don't see them being able to put together this much talent that they have and veteran experience and being able to go against other teams. So the Big Ten, to me, is kind of wide open this year. I don't know if we could say that in years past. I think they're top three team heavy, and it's crazy because USC just sitting out in the West Coast like, all right, we're just trying to get by out here. but I do think that this has got to be the year for James Franklin and Penn State, and if not, you have to start wondering when, if that would ever be. And, you know, does maybe James Franklin start thinking about, and I know we're talking way down the line here, but does James Franklin, okay, I can't win here. Maybe I could go win at Florida. Maybe I could go win at Auburn. What other jobs might open up where I got a better chance to win on a yearly basis? So yeah. a lot goes into this Nittany Lion team this year. And I tell you, that third game of the season against Oregon is going to tell us a hell of a lot.
Hey, I think the folks in Happy Valley might be feeling the same way about him, depending on how they get at the end of the year.
Oh, they feel that way. Being on the field after that Ohio State game last year and listening to the fans and what they were saying, I think they're kind of talking the same way. Like, this is it for James. You got to go out and produce this year. And he's such a good guy, and he's a really good football coach. But at some point in time, you got to put it all together and go win a title.
Yeah, let's see if they can get the job done. Hey, Trey, thank you so much for the time, lending your expertise. Where can people follow you and all of your work for Outkick and Fox?
Yeah, fabulous. Yeah, you can follow me on X, Twitter, whatever you'd like to call it, at Trey Wallace _. You can follow all my work at outkick.com. Also, you can follow it on Fox Sports as well. So we're rolling along, man. The season's here. Got some fun games tonight. Got some fun ones tomorrow night and Saturday. Get ready, because that's a kickoff of three straight days. And crazy as it sounds, JR, we're going to end the college football weekend with a Bill Belichick game. So it's going to be wild.
Yeah, we'll see what Bill Belichick does. Year number one for Bill. We got to wait until Monday night for that one.
They did. He stole my quarterback, too, Gio Lopez. I'm a South Alabama Jaguar graduate, so I appreciate him taking my quarterback from the transfer portal. That really helped me a lot this year.
Hopefully Belichick doesn't run him into the ground too much. We'll see. We'll find out.
You got that right.
Hey, Trey, enjoy, man. We'll catch you on down the line. A pleasure.
Jerry, thank you for having me, buddy. Be blessed. Appreciate it.
You too. And shout-outs to Trey Wallace for coming through. National College Football Reporter for Outkick and Fox. Yeah, we got a game on right now. We got Boise State. No, Ashton Jensen. We know that already. Versus South Florida.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
I don't know about that, man. Pray for our future, okay? Pray for them. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Hey, thank you so much to Trey Wallace for joining us in the last break to take a look at college football. I know Michael Parsons is going to dominate a lot that you hear over the next several days, the next several weeks. I wonder what that introductory press conference is going to look like and sound like. We know that Jerry Jones, when he speaks, it's going to be very interesting. He's going to catch a lot of flack. He'll have some fast and short quips. I'm sure he'll have some more darts to David Mulligetta, his agent. But thank you, Trey. Coming through to chat some college football. If you missed the conversation, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. The phone number here is 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. What are your thoughts on Micah going to the Green Bay Packers? Packers actually get somebody who can get double-digit sacks, something that they haven't seen in about four seasons. And so the Green Bay Packers get stronger in what is already a very competitive NFC North. They got a certified guy going out there and getting a QB, okay? If I'm J.J. McCarthy, I'm running for my life. Okay, if I'm Caleb, I'm running for my life. It's a good situation for him right now. Hey, let's ask our producer, Evan Harkin. Evan, you saw the news. We were not too long before we were going to go on air when the news came on down. What are your thoughts on Micah Parsons going from the Cowboys being traded now to the Green Bay Packers?
I was pretty happy, not only as a New York Giants fan that I don't have to see Micah Parsons twice a season anymore, but as a football fan, because kind of like what you were saying earlier, I hate seeing Jerry Jones use his players as headlines and not pay them when they deserve to get paid and just do this whole fiasco with all of them all the time.
Yeah, it's like a three-ring circus. And he admitted it. You know, a buddy of mine, shout-outs to DJ Sturgis here in Atlanta. Sturgis is a big sports fan. We talked about this, like, right before I came on air. And I haven't seen the series. Have you seen the Dallas Cowboys show on Netflix?
No.
Yeah, I haven't. See, Sturgis was telling me it's like eight episodes long. But I remember when they had the red carpet for it, I guess 2 weeks ago or so. You know, Jerry Jones pretty much admitted what we've all known for years. To your point, Evan, it's just, it's a matter of headlines. You know, if we're not in the news, it's not good for business. If we're in the news and we're getting headlines, it's good for making money. But is it good for winning? Probably not. I'd venture to say probably not. You know, sometimes controversy isn't the best thing. Sometimes if you can do it strategically, it can work for you. But there's a balance to media. Like, there are people who get paid thousands of dollars and more, lots of money, to just try to manage and manipulate the press and the media, who gets coverage, everything from when Taylor Swift announces that she's getting married to, I don't know, Jerry Jones deciding when he wants to give Micah a contract, which never came. Sometimes controversy is good. Sometimes it's bad. I mean, damn it. Last night, we were right here on the air watching this tennis match, and I'm looking at the body language between Taylor Townsend and Yelena Ostapenko, and I'm like, whoa, what they beefing about? And then we heard the comments from Taylor Townsend. She called her, said she didn't have class, and she was uneducated. It was just a little much. And then Ostapenko comes out and she says, I'm not a racist. She just wasn't being fair out there. She hit she got a lucky bounce on a ball and she didn't apologize. And she was warming up too close to the net. And then we get all these stories about how she's nothing but a whiner and a complainer. And apparently she really is a jackass. I mean, one of her own friends, Sabalenka, also on the tour, is she literally sat on a stage and was just like, okay, this lady, Ostapenko, she's, she got issues. Listen to this.
She has some things in life to face and some struggles. So I was just trying to help her to, just not like face it more in mature way, but I was just trying to help her to like settle down and kind of like just was someone she could speak to and just let it go. You know, I think she just sometimes can just lose control over her emotions, which pretty tough. And I really hope that one day she will figure it herself and she will handle it much better.
Yeah, I hope so too. And we've heard a lot of comments about how she's a jerk and she can lose her temper. Well, last night she lost her temper against Taylor Townsend. Shout out to Taylor Townsend. She didn't lose her cool. Take a listen to her response after, not the match, but in her press conference. Listen to this.
So I can't speak on how she felt about it. That's something that you're going to have to ask her. I didn't take it in that way. But also, you know, that has been a stigma in our community of, you know, being non-educated and all the things when it's the furthest thing from the truth. And the thing that I'm the most proud of is that I let my racket talk. Because ultimately, I'm the one here sitting in front of you guys, moving on to the next round, getting the next check, moving on, being able to still be here and speak to you guys. And that's what's the most important. She's packed up and she's gone. I'm here.
Oh, I love it. Oh, I love the response. I love it. I love it. Get it. I love that whole interaction. Well, not the fact that she got yelled at. I love the fact that she stood her ground, basically told her, hey, you lost. I don't need to do anything. Get off the court. OK, she had a finger in her face, finger towards her chest, pointing at her. You're uneducated. You ain't got no class. Even her own friend, Sabalenka. You just heard Sabalenka. She said she got issues. Hey, go fix your issues. Taylor Townsend got a new fan in me. I mean, that was a controversy last night. Is Taylor Townsend going to win the whole thing? I don't know. Probably not. But she got a fan in me. I don't like people who run around trying to bully other people. I don't like bullies. They suck. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, controversy, sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Hey, speaking of controversy, Dion has some comments about his team, about money, about NIL. Yeah, another cowboy with controversy. Imagine that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.